Great hand of batter's box. High and a little bit inside on that pitch. Count goes 2-2. Sun-soaked field at Robinson Park, and that pitch is hit and popped up, and it's nothing for the second baseman. She catches that, just moving very little bit. There's your first out of the bottom of the first, where Schooley is out, fly out to second. Next up, Ari Cavanaugh. Ari Cavanaugh comes into the game with a 4.22 average. Reaches base just right at 48% of the time, .480. So she's looking to get in there as there's a first pitch strike on the outside corner. 19 hits on the season, 12 singles, 2 doubles, 4 triples, and a home run as pitch is low and outside. The count goes 1-1. She does have a tendency to strike out from time to time. 11 of those on the season and 5 walks. Pitch on the way, and that's another outside, so we're going to 2-1 on the count to Cavanaugh. Cavanaugh spends a bit of time pitching as she has pitched 39.1 innings and has a 4-1 record. And there's another pitch in there, and that clips the bottom of the zone, so count goes 2-2. Pitch on the way, and that barely gets a piece of it and follows it back on the screen. That would cause a little bit of trouble here where I'm sitting. It potentially hit me or the radio equipment. Thankfully, that fenced. And pitch on the way, and that's low. Count goes full to Cavanaugh as Coach Charlie Nelson on the third base side orders encouragement. Waits this pitch, and that's another foul back into the screen, so we still sit with a full count, one out. Tigers leading 2-0. Good contingent here for the Royals fans. Stratford's got quite a few here. It's a big swing and a miss there for Cavanaugh. She goes down for the second out as Claire Nelson. She comes up to the plate. And Claire Nelson has really been on a tear lately. She leads the team in batting average with 6.22 average, so 62% of the time. It's about 2/3. She gets base, and she will succeed. She got out, but that was a line drive right up the middle. Hit the pitcher, and pitcher had no idea where to go, so the timing was great. But she found the ball and threw it just in a nick of time to get the out. As that does it for the Royals in the bottom of the first inning. On a 1-3 ground out, no runs, no hits, no errors for the Royals. As they go down in order, and we will be going to the top of the second inning, where Stratford holds a 2-0 lead over the Assumption Royals. Be back here in a moment on 105.5 WIRI.
If you're tired of juggling work schedules, soccer practice, and grocery runs all on one set of wheels, take a look at a great new or pre-owned vehicle from Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids. The team at Johnson & Sons understands the needs of busy families like yours and for the first-time car buyer. Low down payments, flexible financing, and top-notch service. They've got it all. They're family-owned, so they'll put your family first. Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, 1910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids, and online at johnsonsons.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds tonight with a chance of rain late. Lows in the mid-50s and staying breezy. For tomorrow, some showers and storms in the morning. Another wave possible in the afternoon. Highs, upper 60s. Some sun to start Wednesday, then more afternoon storms and highs in the mid-70s. Right now, it's 73.
WIRI Nakusa.
Batters due up for the Stratford Tigers in the top of the second inning, where they hold a 2-0 lead over the Assumption Royals. Up at the plate now is Michaela Stuber, and she gets called on a first pitch strike. So Vollert back in there attacking the zone. She did a very good job of that in the first inning, but Tigers are ready for it as they are up 2-0 over the Royals. And there is a big hit out to left field. Back goes Lexi Stofflet, and she catches it. So that's a very productive out for the Royals. There's a big F7 on the scorecard, if you're keeping a score right along with me, for the first out. So two-pitch out for Vollert. And here comes the nine-hitter, Emerson Roy. Right-handed bat, or left-handed, excuse me, as she comes to the plate. Vollert rocks, fires. Bunt, thought about a bunt offer, and that is a strike. So 0-1 count, advantage, Vollert. Big week this week for sports as we inch closer and closer to the playoffs. Playoffs? Talking about playoffs? I am talking about the playoffs. As there's a pitch outside, 1-1 count, due up to Roy. As that seeding meeting comes up quickly next week, I believe, for softballs. There's another bunt offer, and that time it is a strike. So on a 1-2 count, that will take away the bunt, you would think, as the Royals look to keep the bats quiet in this inning for the Tigers. Vollert rocks, fires, and that is a called strike there on the upside corner. So there's second out of the top of the inning for the Tigers as top of the order comes up, Carla Pankratz. She is 1-for-1 on the day with a single and scored a run. Fouled right back into the screen right in front of me and Coach Hartley. I had him this time. He's attending to business there on the phone, so I had to make sure he didn't get him. The rock fire, and there is a pop out shallow, and that lands foul, as that will be an 0-2 count coming up. Second baseman Ari Cavanaugh was just flying in there to hopefully get the out. Unfortunately, was not able to, but we still set an 0-2 count. This is what we're, a little bit of danger happened last inning as Carly Pankratz, she was in a 1-2 count and then hit a single and was able to start the Tigers' damage there in the first inning as that pitch was low and then we were going to a 1-2 count. So deja vu all over again, hopefully for the Royals' sake, they can get out of this situation unscathed. Pitch on the way, that's a little bit high, so we move count to 2. Big track meet going on down in Nakusa today. Is Nakusa and Assumption, a few other schools are going to be running around the track there, and that's a beautiful facility there, just like what, similar to what Lincoln's got. Is there's a foul back out of play on the first base side. So count sits 2-2, two outs. Top of the second, 2-0 lead, Stratford. It's a lot of twos. 10 twos worth if you count go by twos, which I'm surprised I can even do that. But pitch on the way. That's low and inside. Count goes full. 2. Carly Pankratz. Big payoff pitch coming here for Vollert. Vollert throws, and that's popped up. Going out to the outfield, Lexi Stofflet gets in a little bit of a run, and she makes the catch out to left field. So there's third out of the inning, second by Stofflet. So there's 1.5 done here at Robinson Park. Stratford holds a 2-0 lead over the Royals. Be back here in just a couple moments here on 105.5 WIRI.
Whether in the cold of winter or the storms of spring and summer, make power outages a thing of the past with a standby generator from Econ Electric. Econ Electric is your full-service electrical contractor with commercial, industrial, residential, and 24-hour emergency services. In Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, or Plover, count on Econ Electric to get the job done right. Located at 4610 Plover Road in Rapids. That's Econ Electric, where every project is done safe, done right, on time, every time. A proud supporter of high school athletics.
Meet Ingrid, fiery spirit, caring grandma, proud trucker.
I've logged more than 4 million miles in my truck. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. I was driving outside of Ohio when a gentleman stopped suddenly in front of me. But it takes my 80,000-pound truck 200 yards to stop. I'd given myself extra room, but it's not a chance worth taking.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Welcome back to Robinson Park here at the bottom of the second inning. Our Royals have their 4-5-6 batters due up. Led off by Macy Vollert. She looks to get the Royals offense started as she fouled off the first pitch and she drills one out to the outfield on the second, but a ranging center field play says otherwise as the first out of the inning is recorded. Big fly out to center by Carly Pankratz. As Lydia Smits comes up. As she looks to do the same, is try to get the Royals offense going. Pitch in there low, so she starts with a 1-0 count. Second pitch there, foul back into the screen. As it's 1-1 count, one out. Stratford working here, and there's another pitch, and that's called strike inside. So it's 1-2 count coming up to Smits. Pitch on the way, and it's a little high, but swung on and missed nonetheless by Smits. And the Royals are quickly down two outs with Lexi Stofflett on her way to the at-bat. First pitch popped up way back out of play. So she's down the count, 0-1. Wind blowing in currently at Robinson Park. A little bit ago it was blowing more towards right field. Pitch called strike. Looked a little low and inside, but go with Blue's call on that. So she's Stofflett's down the count, 0-2. Their pitch coming in, that's high, so one Stofflett didn't chase. 1-2 count, two outs, bottom of the second, 2-0 lead, Stratford over the Royals, and there you go, as it was a strike three, big swing and a miss there by Stofflett. And there is the bottom of the second inning again, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left, as Stratford keeps holding a 2-0 lead over the Royals, where they will have their 2-3-4 batters coming up just momentarily. So keep her listening here on 105.5 WIRI.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? WIS Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
I saw her sitting in the rain. We're back, top third inning. Stratford leading 2-0 as the top of the plate is the Tigers. Lainey Pankratz, as she had a 2-0 count. She just laces a single to shallow right field for her second hit of the game as she sits at 2-for-2 at the plate. Next up, Emma Roper has first pitch high. 1-0 count coming. Aside from the playoff implications, or championship for conference implications, we have today in this game, Thursday's a big day, as that's supposedly when the NFL schedule comes out. Second pitch in there for called strike. 1-1 goes to count. So I get to make my official fall plans. Can figure out when I'm going hunting and going to Green Bay to watch Packers. And might find time to go to work in there. I don't know. Figure it out. As there's a big swing and a miss there for Roper. And she's down on the count. 1-2. All joking aside, you know, you got to go to work, make money. So, or that's the theory is. There's a pitch on the way. That's going to be outside. Roper doesn't bite on it, so it's 2-2 to the count. Nobody out here. Stratford still holding a 2-0 lead over the Royals. Top of the third inning. Thanks for joining me this Monday afternoon. Pitch on the way, and that is hit into shallow right field, goes to foul territory, but it is caught by Kavanaugh. So she tries to double up Pankratz, but cannot. Pankratz swipes second, stolen base. But the first out is recorded over Emma Roper. So first out of the inning as Trius Tubbs comes up to the plate. First pitch, strike in there. So, 0-1 count quickly. Pitch on the way, that's popped up. That's gonna be out of play. So count goes 0-2 rather quickly to the Tigers. So, see what Waller can do after the rough first inning. She settled in, Tria Tubbs, looking to avoid being thrown out as she does. As she hits a single through the right side of the infield. And a run scores from second, so that does go as an RBI. Single there for Tubbs. As she reached in the first inning on a fielder's choice, then reached second on an error. I did go back, and that was called an error on the fielder's choice attempt. It was in time, just couldn't get the out. Up next for the Tigers is Gracie Schmidt, shortstop. Schmidt, 1-for-1 today with an RBI. First pitch, inside low, her ball. Downside of all this blasted rain we're getting, it's tough to find time to mow the grass. As there's another hit this time to left field, shallow left. The Tigers are seeing Vollert today. So Grace Schmidt is now 2-for-2 with runners at first and second, one out, where Cressa Wenzel is up to the plate. She struck out in the first inning, so hopefully the Royals can find a way to get through this as there's a meeting being called here. Rob Schill coming out to the circle. Charlie Nelson talking to home plate umpire, and there's going to be a pitching change, I believe, as I believe Ari Kavanaugh is coming in to pitch for the Royals. Going to get Ballard out of there and give a little bit of different looks. This beautiful thing of having two very solid pitchers is if one's having a little bit of a rough day, you can just go to the other one. The other team might not be able to pick her up as easily. So that the mound is closed for Waller, but the day is not done as she's still responsible for the two base runners out on the infield for the Tigers. Take this quick moment and want to give a big thank you to Econ Electric. They've been providing residential, commercial, and industrial electrical services since 1970. I say it every time, but man, you can't be in business since 1970 if you don't do a good job. It's just not meant to be, especially in a very essential industry as electrical contracting services. So whatever your needs are, give Econ Electric a call and let them know you heard about it on the radio. Maybe do a good thing and get them happy that they're getting out there and go from there. But if you, whether you're looking for electrical services or you have a business and want to get out there, getting your name out in the community, you want to mention on the radio, and if you want to sponsor this coverage, brings these games to you on this radio station, stop into the office down by the roundabout on the west side, down by the old bread and butter Baltus shop there, and talk to the girls in the office, Pam, Ashley. Pop on in and say, hey, how can I help bring these games to our airwaves? Really appreciate all the sponsors out there that do that. It's first pitch from Kavanaugh. Ball. Second one is a grounder and takes a weird hop on Schooley. And that will load the bases. So that will be an infield hit. And that's a rough spot for the Royals as the bases are teeming with Tigers. As third baseman Kaylin Schuler comes up as she grounded out 5-3 the last time at the plate in the first inning. So Assumption really looking to limit any damage that can be done here as they're already down 3-0. First pitch in there, called strike. Top third inning, trailing 3-0, as I said. It's getting to the point where, you know, if you don't allow another run, you know, you still got plenty of time. You allow another one, two, even three, things could be getting a little tough, especially with the way they've been struggling to hit. Lainey Pankratz for the Tigers, Grant's just two innings in, but it could be getting tough. As another pitch in there, 1-1 count, just one out for the Tigers. As there is a grounder sent to short, Schooley fires back to home. The fielder's choice is completed. No run scores, though, as Tria Tubbs is cut down 5-2 for the second out. So the base is still teeming with Tigers, but you got your second out. That's a big deal as Michaela Stoiber comes up as she flew out to left field in the second inning in her first at-bat. Plate umpire doing a little bit of house cleaning there, brushing off home plate. As Kavanaugh prepares for her first pitch of this at-bat, fires in. That clips the bottom far corner of the zone, and she gets a strike up on this at-bat, so she's up in the count. No balls, one strike. Pitch number two coming in. Big swing and a miss there for Stoiber. She's down with the count quickly, 0-2. This payoff pitch coming. Bases teaming with Tigers. Two outs, 3-0 lead for Stratford. And there it is. So that's a big called strike three for Kavanaugh as she's able to get that last out, but not before a little bit of damage is done. Stratford, one run on 1, 2, 3, 4 hits. No errors. And 3 left. So that does it for the top third inning. We're going to take a quick break, and we will be back for the bottom of the third inning. So keep listening here on 105.5 WIRI.
Greenway RV is your one-stop destination for family fun and easy travel. No need to hesitate whether to take your family and friends with you for travel. A fantastic trip starts with Greenway RV, a proud sponsor of high school sports on 105.5 FM WIRI Wiscountry Legends. Stop into Greenway RV at 8220 State Highway 13 today and discover just how badly you've been needing a new camper. With fully customizable campers and RVs and financing included, what's holding you back?
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Back here for bottom of the third inning. Quick start on it as first pitch was delivered to Jess Norton. She pops that up behind the plate, and that's just nothing but a catch there for catcher Emma Roper. So you got one out on one pitch. There is. Up next. We'll check the lineup. For the Royals. It's Carroll, I believe. And she's had a 1-1 count. Now it goes 1-2 count as she hits back into the screen. And I was correct, that's Kylie Carroll. As she goes down looking for the second out. Quickly moving through it as now it's Delaney Hahn. So this is her first at bat as Tigers just mowing through this lineup of the Royals. First pitch. Hahn tried to hold up on the swing, but just wasn't able to. So that's first pitch strike. 0-1 count. Bottom third inning. Stratford leading 3-0. That second pitch clipped the inside bottom corner. This is a little bit of a groan from the Assumption crowd, and I could see that. It was close. It was that third pitch high and outside. So there's no question about that one being a ball. 1-2 count. Two outs already. Third inning. Just moving right along. And there is your third strike there. Hahn goes down swinging. There is your third inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left for the Royals. That's been a perfect three innings there for Laney Pankratz as the Royals are looking to get going here in the fourth inning as the Tigers will be coming back at it with the 9-1-2 batters in the top of the fourth inning. So keep listening here on 105.5 WIRI.
If you're tired of juggling work schedules, soccer practice, and grocery runs all on one set of wheels, take a look at a great new or pre-owned vehicle from Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids. The team at Johnson & Sons understands the needs of busy families like yours and for the first-time car buyer. Low down payments, flexible financing, and top-notch service. They've got it all. They're family-owned, so they'll put your family first. Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, 1910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids, and online at johnsonsons.com.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America Network of Food Banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Do it for the Tigers. You're in the top fourth inning. First pitch going to Emerson Roy. It's called strike. Second pitch coming up. That's going to be outside, so it goes 1-1. Kavanaugh in as the book is closed on Missy Vollert. She worked 2 2/3 innings as she gave up 3 runs on 7 hits, 2 strikeouts, no walks. So another pitch in there for a strike. Swing and a miss there by Roy. So 1-2 count coming to the 9 batter before the Tigers turn it over. Kavanaugh rocks, fires, and that's called strike 3. Second strikeout for Ari Kavanaugh as Stratford moves it up to the top of the order. Carly Pankratz. She's 1-for-2 with a hit and a run scored in the first inning and a fly out to left in the second. Did not come to the plate in the third, so this is her third opportunity. As first pitch in there, low and away. It's a 1-0 count to Carly Pankratz. Center fielder for the Tigers. That's in there, so that's a called strike. 1-1 count. One out in this top of the fourth inning. Kavanaugh rocks, fires, swing and a miss. So count goes 1-2 with one out to Pankratz. We'll see what the weather does tomorrow. We're looking at bringing some more action to you. But the schedule changed. A lot of games actually got moved today. Wisconsin Rapids baseball hosting DC Everest. That got moved to today. So you're trying to keep an eye on that as well. They're not updating quite as well as foul gets hit back into the fence along the third base side. Still sitting at a 1-2 count to Kyler Pankratz. And there's a big strike three. Drop third strike. And goes the old K-2-3 for the second out. As Lenny Pankratz comes up, Royals looking to put a big zero up on the scoreboard for this inning. Lenny Pankratz has had a good day. She's 2-for-2 with a single, or two singles, I should say, and a run scored. Has a stolen base. First pitch, and that's going to be a grounder over to shortstop. Gets under Schooley's glove, so she's going to reach base safely. Going to see what they, she had to range a little ways. We're going to give them a moment and see what they rule that as. Took a weird hop, so I mean, I could see that as a single, but they've been a little harsh on some of their scoring today. But it's their call, not mine. Going to double check this. And they call that a single, as I would too. So there's 3-for-3 day for Lenny Pankratz. Up next, Emma Roper, who is 0-for-1, and that's trouble as that hits the gap. The left center field gap gets to the wall. Smits gets to it. Relay throw in, but not in time. So that is an RBI double by Emma Roper. And the Tigers keep pouring it on. Lenny Pankratz scores from first. And the Tigers are holding a 4-0 lead over the Royals. Tria Tubbs coming up. She is 1-for-1. She reached in the first inning on fielder's choice, did not score. She had a single in the third with an RBI. As she hits a grounder to short. Short to first in time. 6-3 goes to put out for the third out of the inning. Tigers still get another run. One run on one hit. No errors. And one runner left. So we're through 3.5. We're Stratford leading the Royals. 4-0. Could be take a quick break here. We'll be back momentarily. Keep listening here on 105.5 WIRI.
It's high school sports season. You don't want to miss cheering on your favorite athletes during this exciting time of the year. Our Wisconsin Rapids Convention and Visitors Bureau is a proud sponsor of high school sports, and they want to keep you informed on everything happening in the area. Visit their website to find out about fun local events, great places to stay, and excellent restaurants. You can find it all at visitwisrapids.com or call 715-422-4650.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
To let me know, should I stay or should I go?
If should I stay or should I go? Assumption Royals, they gotta get going here as they turn over their order. Second time through the game for their batters is Lainey Pankratz has been perfect for the first three innings. Three up, three down each frame as Dennis Gooley comes in, top of the fourth inning, looking to break that streak as she goes down in the count. 2-0, she just blasts a big foul ball past the third base side. Schooley, she flew out to second in the first inning as the Royals are looking to change some fortune here. As Pankratz has just cut right through on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Five strikeouts in the game so far, no walks. As I said, she's been perfect. So the Royals got some work to do, down 4-0. Bottom of the fourth inning, 1-2 count to Schooley. Pitch on the way, and she hits one high, but it's going to hang up there into left field. It's a big F7 there for Schooley, and we've got our first out of the inning. Next, Ari Cavanaugh. She had a big strikeout in the first inning. She's 0-1. Followed by Claire Nelson, who was 1-3 in the first inning. She went out, grounder to pitcher, almost made it on first base. Pankratz was able to recover on a line drive that kind of bounced off her feet. Big swing of the miss there by Cavanaugh. So the Royals, they got some work to do. Still got a bunch of game to go. But with every out, you're running a little less time to do it. Pitch on the way, and that's outside. 1-1 count to Cavanaugh. As it was saying, the NFL schedule comes out on Thursday. There's a foul back out of play. Cavanaugh, 1-2 count to the Assumption pitcher. And I already know the first game. That's on a Friday, supposedly noon, against the Eagles down in Sao Paulo, Brazil. That pitch almost hits Cavanaugh. 2-2 count. That might be a day where I may or may not call it a day just to go and watch the game. Because it's the Packers, of course. You got to go watch Packers. Pitch on the way. Foul back out of play yet again. We're sitting at a 2-2 count. One out. Bottom of the fourth inning. Be interesting to see when those home games against the Bears and the Vikings and the Lions happen. Big swing and a miss, and down goes Cavanaugh. Second time going down via K. The strikeout, and then steps Claire Nelson. As I said, she darn near reached base in that first inning as she hit a ball line drive right at the feet of the pitcher. She didn't know where the ball went at first. As she hits one, flies up to left field. It's dropping, and the left fielder makes a basket catch. Outstanding grab by the young lady there, Emerson Roy. And down go the Royals on an F7 for the third out. That is no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. Through four innings, Stratford holds a 4-0 lead over the Assumption Royals. So keep her here on 105.5 WIRI for the next inning.
Whether in the cold of winter or the storms of spring and summer, make power outages a thing of the past with a standby generator from Econ Electric. Econ Electric is your full-service electrical contractor with commercial, industrial, residential, and 24-hour emergency services. In Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, or Plover, count on Econ Electric to get the job done right. Located at 4610 Plover Road in Rapids. That's Econ Electric, where every project is done safe, done right, on time, every time. A proud supporter of high school athletics.
Get hurt in the game? We tough it out. Feel exhausted? We push on. Feeling down? We pull ourselves up by the bootstraps. But there are times when bootstraps aren't enough. When stress gets to us and we need to talk to someone about what we're really going through. So we're going to reach out. Because sometimes mental health is not a one-person job. Visit loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Back here, top of the fifth inning, Stratford holding a 4-0 lead over the Assumption Royals. Softball game going on here in the Merriwood Conference South Division. As the 4-5-6 batters come up, or excuse me, 5-6-7 batters come up. Gracie Schmid, first pitch, swing and a miss as she is 2-for-2 in the game with an RBI. Pitch comes in. That's low. Count goes 1-1. A couple other pretty good games coming up on that Packers schedule. Getting back to that. 49ers come to town. Miami Dolphins come down too. Houston Texans. There's a called strike on the outside corner. So count goes 1-2 on Schmidt. I mean, in theory, those should be some pretty contested games there. As 49ers are tough. Made the Super Bowl last year. Detroit, they're going to be tough again. Pitch outside. Ball, 2-2 count to Schmidt. Texans, they've gotten better. They were a playoff team last year. Miami, they made the playoffs, I believe. And there's a grounder, but foul. Still fielded by Delaney Hahn, but it was foul. Pitch was in time, but no out. Good throw. Good throw, though. Of course, there's a few other games on that schedule coming to Green Bay at least. I mean, Indianapolis Colts coming to town, Arizona Cardinals. Arizona might be all right. Yes. Marvin Harrison Jr., he's on that team now. And there's a swing and a miss there for Schmidt. First out of the inning for the Tigers. Well, that's three strikeouts there for Kavanaugh. And two innings and a third. Up next, Cressa Wenzel. She's 1-for-2, strikeout in the first inning and a single in the third. First pitch called on the corner. Strike, Kavanaugh. She was up in the count. No balls, one strike. Excuse me. Pitch on the way. That's going to be low and inside, so count moves level at 1-1. That road schedule, that's going to be interesting. Green Bay goes to Tennessee. Going down to Jacksonville. Those could be two decent games. And there's a hit shallow left field. Fielded by Stofflet. So there's another hit there for Wenzel. So she reaches first base. Coming up next, Kaylin Schuler. She reached in the third inning with a single and was put out 5-3 in the first inning. So 1-for-2 in the game for Schuler. One out, 4-0 lead for the Tigers. Top of the fifth. And there is a line out right to Voller, who catches it right about belt high and looks the runner back. So there is your second out of the inning. Just a line out to Macy Voller. As Michaela Stoiber, she comes up to the plate as she is 0-for-2 in the game with a line out to left and a strikeout looking in the third inning. And this time she gets through with the hit, but it's a fielder's choice as it goes to Schooley, who flips it over to Voller, covering second. And there you have it. There is your third out of the inning to get down on Cressa Wenzel, as it was a 6-4 fielder's choice. No runs. One hit. No errors. One runner left for the Tigers in the top of the fifth inning. Still beating the Royals 4-0 as we go to the bottom of the inning. Be back here to cover that momentarily on 105.5 WIRI.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And my electrical was deemed unsafe. And I was about to lose homeowner's insurance as well. I didn't really know where to go in order to get help. And so I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program. They've really been a blessing. Operation Homefront is a safety net. A lot of veterans, they fall through the cracks sometimes. And Operation Homefront, they catch us. It's been a blessing to us. It's a blessing to other veteran families. And it's good to know that when we come home, there are people who are there that care about us and want to see us do well and want to see us succeed. And we feel it and we appreciate that. I would say you guys are angels behind closed doors.
Visit OperationHomefront.org to learn more.
Moving quickly are the Tigers, as they already recorded one out in the inning. That was a grounder by Macy Vollert. Got out to grounder to shortstop, who threw just in a nick of time to first for the old 6-3 put out to record the first out, as Lydia Smith is at the plate now, and she swings and misses. It's just down to the count 0-1 already. Lanny Pankratz, perfect through four innings. Well, you're not supposed to talk about it, but gotta say what's going on the radio. You won't know unless I say it. So she's been perfect. No hits, no hit batters, no walks, no nothing. And it's bottom of the fifth. So the Royals are starting to run out of time a little bit. As second pitch in there called strike, and then third, it's a little high, called ball. So Smits is sitting there, 1-2 count, one out. Sumption trailing 4-0 in the bottom fifth inning. Pankratz fires in there. Smits slices it foul, out of play. Count stays at 1-2. As the lone senior on the team, Lydia Smits. Last game against Newman Catholic, she had a home run, solo shot, good for her. There's a foul delivered that would have probably broke my nose if it was on the same trajectory. Thankfully, there's a fence there. And I was paying attention, of course. Some would say that's an improvement. If it had, in fact, made contact. And there's another swing and miss there by Smith. She goes down via the K. That's her second one of the game. And just like that, the Royals are down two outs in the inning. Lexi Stofflett up to the plate. She went down swinging her first appearance in the game. And she belts one just short, just into shallow left. And that is your first hit of the game. Lexi Stofflett comes through with two outs. And perfect no more is Lainey Pankratz. But the Royals still have a lot of work to do. It's still a 4-0 game with just a runner on first. Jess Norton comes up to the plate. She's got a big bat. With one swing of the bat, that lead could be cut right in half for the Tigers if they give her something that she feels comfortable hitting. First pitch in there, swing and a miss. So 0-1 count, Pankratz over Norton. Second pitch in there, swing and a miss. So it goes 0-2 count now to Norton. She's just waiting for something to tie into, and believe me, she ties into it, it's going to go a long ways. As she hits one, foul, and out of plate. So count stays at 0-2. You live to see another pitch. Norton just hitting 225 on the season. On-base percentage, 289. Slugging percentage, 275. So she can hit a long ways, but not going to get the opportunity this time as she's called out looking for the old backwards K in the third out of the inning. But the Royals got a hit. You could almost say finally got a hit. As still no runs, one hit, no errors, and one left. As we're through five, coming up here, going to the top of the sixth, where the Tigers, they're going to get their 8-9-1 batters coming up. As we are near the home stretch here of this Merriwood Conference game. So keep here, listening here on 105.5 WIRI for the conclusion.
Want to get out of just about anything and look like an earth-saving hero? Just use the environment excuse. High school reunion? Ooh, sorry, can't. Planetary obligations. Unfortunate bridesmaid's dress? Unfortunately, you promised the climate you'd buy more vintage. Chauffeuring teens? Yeah, the Earth really needs them to hoof it. That's right, the environment is always the best excuse. So go ahead, ask your bae to dim all the lights because carbon emissions. Tell your dad-bodied dad to eat more plants, for the planet, obviously. Kindly tell the kids to stop asking for a new phone. I mean, e-waste, right? Find your out and opt in to cutting carbon. Just visit theenvironmentexcuse.org. A public service announcement brought to you by WildAid.
My pappy said, son, you're gonna drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln. Have you heard the story of the hot rod
hot
race
rod
with
Lincoln.
Fords and Lincolns was set?
Great classic tune there, as we are moving real quickly into this sixth inning, where I misspoke earlier. It's the 9-1-2 batters for Stratford coming up as Emerson Roy. She's 2-1 count against Kavanaugh. As Kavanaugh fires back in there, and that will be an offer. She keeps wanting to bunt on that, put the pressure on the defense. Count sitting level at 2-2, nobody out. Stratford shutting out the Royals. 4-0, top of the sixth inning. That not exactly what I expected, but Tigers came to play. And there's a line out to shortstop, Anna Schooley. And there's your first out of the sixth inning. Carly Pankratz, we're making her fourth trip to the plate today. She's sitting 1-for-3, first inning. Hit a double, scored a run, but then she flew out to left and struck out to K23 in the fourth inning as she quickly hits a foul back out of play. Count goes 0-1. Some other high school information coming out today. They got the next winter sports season established for where teams are going in the state for the playoffs. As there's a double going to be laced out into right center field, and that will actually go up as a triple. Nice job there by Pankratz. Carly Pankratz, that is. She hits a triple opposite field. Has one out. She's standing on third with some pretty darn good batters coming up for the Tigers as Lainey Pankratz comes up. As when I said good batters, well, she's 3-for-3 in the game. Stolen base, 2 runs scored. Don't get much better than that as she drives another one. That could be your Wayne Larry dagger, because the Royals, their offense is just struggling today. Just one hit. First pitch, low and away. Oh, 1-0 count coming. Lainey, she's doing a great job in the pitcher circle for the Tigers. As I said, just allowing one hit in the game. As there's another hit, 4-for-4. As that will score Carly Pankratz. Add another hit and another RBI, her one RBI, first one of the game. And another run there for Carly Pankratz, as Tigers are marching closer and closer to playing spoiler today. They're out of the running for the Merriwood Conference title, doing Auburndale a big favor. His first pitch there to Emma Roper, called strike. Roper, she is officially 1-for-2. She reached in the first inning on fielder's choice, flew out to second, and then she doubled and has an RBI to her credit. As the next pitch in there is low and away. As I was saying, the new sectional assignments were given out. As, depending on the sport, some changes. Boys basketball still going to the southwest quadrant of the state, along with Port Edwards for Assumption. Port Edwards Assumption, I should say, still going southwest. And Assumption girls, they got a new destination instead of going to the southeast, which I never understood why they went southeast. As there is a line shot sent to center by Roper. She roped one into center, I should say. As Lainey Pankratz moves up one base. Two runners on, one out. 5-0 lead for the Tigers. As Tria Tubbs comes up to the plate. She is 1-for-2 with an RBI. Reached twice as she has a fielder's choice in the first inning. And then jumping sports a little bit. I haven't seen anything per se of hockey yet. Gymnastics, Wisconsin Rapids will be going northwest. That's really no change in Division I. Kind of surprised seeing Spash go northeast over to Manitowoc in Division I. And then one that surprised me, Marshfield, they fell down to Division 2 in gymnastics realm, so Good for the Tigers, as there is a grounder hit to Schooley at short, and fielder's choice cuts down the runner, Laney Pankratz, on a 6-5. Tria Tubbs reaches fielder's choice. Still two outs, two on, Stratford leading 6-0. But then the assignment changes that really got me confused, actually a little irritated, to be honest with you, because it just doesn't make sense to me. First pitch strike called there to Gracie Schmidt. Is wrestling. Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln took second in Division I this past year, lost Kakana in a very good duel. Well, they're in the same sectional as Kakana now. As big swing and a miss there by Schmidt. 0-2 count. Two on, two out. This could be a big payoff pitch here for Kavanaugh. But as I was saying quickly before the end of the inning, that you got four of the top five teams in Division I. Two of them aren't going to be going to state, as Bayport is in the same section as Luxembourg-Casco, who gets bumped up from Division II into Division I because of that competitive balance multiplier, which I personally don't agree with it personally, but I'm always up for discussion on that. I'll be glad to have a discussion with someone on that. As there is a called strike three on Schmidt for the third out, but not before the Tigers. They get more damage on there. They hit one run, three hits, nobody left, or no errors, I should say, and two left. Going to the bottom of the sixth inning. Royals really running out of time. Stratford leading 5-0. Have the conclusion coming up here momentarily on 105.5 WIRI.
My mom has taken up going to the park to practice yoga.
My dad's going to a club, but not a book club, a salsa club.
Finding new hobbies comes with age.
My mom has started getting lost and not knowing where she's going.
Becoming lost or disoriented doesn't. Confusion with time or place may be a sign of Alzheimer's. An early diagnosis can help improve the quality of life for your loved one. Learn the warning signs of Alzheimer's at 10signs.org. Brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sixth inning, running out of time for the Assumption Royals. They trail Stratford 5-0. 8-9-1 batters due up for the Royals. His first pitch popped up in back of the home plate, and there is a catch made by Emma Roper of the Tigers. As that's first out there for Kylie Carroll. 0-for-1 in the game with a strikeout looking. And now it's a F2 for those scoring along. Delaney Hahn coming up now. She struck out in the third inning. Looking at those, again, mentioned those wrestling sectionals. Division I, the first sectional, Menominee, they've kind of got another easy path through. I mean, they do have Marshfield to contend with, who should be a lot better this coming year. Section B, 2, I guess you could call it. Another swing and a miss there by Hahn. And Royals are already down. Two strikes. There are two outs in the inning as Schooley comes up to the plate. Schooley, 0-for-2. Fly out to second, fly out to left. But Section B, that's where Rapids-Kakana. Rapids will have some challenge in that regional. Hortonville's there. Hortonville's a tough team. First pitch, low ball. Then Kakana on their side. That's just with the Fox Valley. Fox Valley Association there, so they're more than likely going to win that region. Set up a potential sectional, semi-sectional final duel. Winner goes to the barn, the old field house, Camp Randall Stadium. And Kakana, they return a lot, so they're going to be good yet again. Then the Section C, That's where things change. It used to be down La Crosse, Madison area. That's been changed to go way on the outside edge of Lake Winnebago as Schooley skies one to deep center field, and it's caught by